I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
So it's bases loaded now for the Giants, and they're down 4-0 in this game. Joe Kelly's pitching. One out, sacks full. This is their chance. It might be their last chance to get into this game. You get down 4, next thing you know, you're down 6, and it's all over but the shouting. They've got to score runs here, and we've seen it before where, you know, teams get the bases loaded, and they don't score the runs, and then the next thing you know, they lose the game. How about that college football game tonight? We nailed that one, Carver High. Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns.
Yep.
Getting involved. 41-13 all over App State.
Got it both ways. Got Louisiana outright and the under 57.5. So both sides of it for me. Nice job by the Raging Cajuns.
So there are games all week leading up to Saturday. Thursday night, Navy and Memphis go at it off Beale Street. Mm. And then Georgia Southern and South Alabama play as well on Thursday night. Friday night, Marshall and North Texas go at it down in Texas. Clemson is at Syracuse in the Carrier Dome. They're laying 14. Cal is at Oregon at Outson Stadium. The Ducks are laying 13.5, and San Diego State now 24th in the land, 5-0, playing a tough one at Spartan Stadium with San Jose State, and San Diego State laying 9. They're perfect, unbeaten on the season. Do you think that San Jose State can cover that number?
No.
9 against San Diego State, because the Aztecs haven't lost a game, Carver High. They're tough. I like them a lot, but I think they got their hands full in this road test, or do you think it's just going to be another blowout?
No, the problem is this San Jose State team, this is not the team that won the conference last year. They have been banged up. The quarterback Starkel's been hurt, and they've had a lot of travel. I know they're home this Friday night. The Aztecs have been real good. Anything under 10, I don't mind laying with the Aztecs. I think they win this game going away.
What about Oregon? They're laying 13.5 against Cal, but I think Cal stinks.
Cal's really bad.
Right.
I don't have a problem laying this. I'll probably get burned on it. I'm going to be, you know, probably 17 sheets to the wind up at the Cape on Friday night going, yeah, sure, let's lay 14.5 with Oregon. You know, fire it away. You know, let's go. So sure, I'm probably going to be in on the Ducks late night on Friday.
Cape Cod Open is this weekend.
It is. This is the week. The Cape Cod Irish Open. Yes. We have arrived. We've another year under the sun as we make the majestic journey up.
What do they call it? The Cape. Irish Open?
The Cape Cod Irish Open, yes. The Cape Cod Irish Open. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm not playing Thursday. After Coast to Coast, on Thursday, I will be immediately into the car and on my way up there to make sure I'm on the tee box on Friday morning for round two.
Well, I mean, there's not any drinking going on at that event. Like,
no, never. Never.
None of the Irish guys drink.
Never.
Welcome in our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces, hoorah, soldier, hoorah. Anyway, Clemson going to Cuse as well on Friday night. I wouldn't think they're going to have a problem here. This is one of the teams they have to spank. That number's at 14. Do you think they handle it?
Here's the thing why I'm not going to get involved with Clemson anytime soon. They got to show me, Sky, that they can score some points. Like, every week, it doesn't even matter who they're playing. Like, they struggle to score. And Syracuse has played some wild games the past couple of weeks. I might take it with Syracuse here. I'm probably making a huge mistake, but I think I'm going to take the points with Syracuse because Clemson hasn't proven to me yet that they can score points.
Yeah, I'm not going to I just don't feel like I'm going to bet on Syracuse. I think Clemson's going to, you know, rake. I think they're actually going to score on them. I mean, I know they've had games, you know, they look terrible against Georgia Tech, but they won. They lose to NC State. Then they beat BC, and no one was impressed. They beat them by 6. And I bet on BC in that game spread-wise, so I was good with that. But they lost their opener to Georgia as well. The only team they trounced was South Carolina State, 49.
Yeah, that's a tomato can game. Tomato can.
I mean, look. I think that they are flat out, you know, better size, better athletes, you know, nastier, you name it. I think they have that advantage, and I think they need to roll out the red carpet for the orange and beat that ass.
It would be nice to see. I'm tired of – I thought this against Georgia Tech. I thought it against Boston College, NC State. I keep going back to Clemson thinking this is the week they're going to bust out. And it never happens, so I'm staying away until I see them finally have the offensive outburst.
All right, so the Giants got one run after all that, bases loaded. Kelly does the job. It's 4-1 Dodgers, and that's a good sign for L.A. that they didn't let that leaking just get to turn into big puddles. Carver, how are you going to bet anything on the Pharrell Ballers tomorrow night with the season opener? Are you going to
drop the points
to Harry's Pub?
I was going to say, who do you guys got? You got Harry's Pub to lead things off here? What's the spread there at the gym window? Who do we have? What do they got the posted lines at? What's the deal?
We're number 2 and they're number 7 out of 8.
Oh, so, come on. I mean, what are you laying? 15, 16? What are we laying here?
10 to 15 points. You know, it's the opener. It could be a little sluggish in terms of...
I mean, I think you guys, having Coco back, I'd probably lay anything between 10 and 15. You should probably take care of Harry's Pub. I mean,
he said he will be there, and then everybody else is going to be there except one of our point guards. Killer Son Money will not be there. Unfortunately,
no money.
It happens in these, weeknight league games. A lot of guys miss games for whatever, business, birthdays. You know, babysitting, kids, all kinds of problems, guys missing games. And so our opener, our fastest, best point guard won't be there. His dad will be, though, and he's dangerous, too. That's my boy, Killer. So I'm looking forward to playing and getting back out there and playing in the league. It was dead and dormant for 2 years because of COVID. So we've waited a long time for this. Do you realize, Carver High, the last time that I played in the league, we were in the championship game favored by 20 over Harry's Pub. They made the final. There was only 4 teams in the league. And Coco decided to play with them, and he took them to the finals. And we beat them twice by 20 in the regular season. And then we met him in the finals. But that day was, it was a Wednesday night. We were playing the championship. And what happened was the COVID suspended play until further notice. And then we never played the game ever because further notice turned into the entire club shut down for like, I don't know, a year. And then we finally started getting back and getting in the gym with masks on. And then eventually we got to play ball, even though we were wearing masks. We did that for like 3 months. And then we were able to take off the masks when everybody started getting vaccinated. And now the league is back after, you know, being dead for 20 months. And it's pretty cool to see. So as I mentioned earlier, it means a lot. I played in like 200 league games over, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. I mean, I got a resume there. I got a rap sheet with the basketball games that I played in that league over the years. And if we would have won that title, that would have been our 9th championship, the Pharrell Ballers. The guy asked me today if I wanted to change the name of the team, the new commissioner. He said, what do you want to do? You want to change the name of the Pharrell Ballers? I'm like, what is that like? Is that like changing the name of the Boston Celtics? I mean,
why would I do that?
The name of the LA Lakers? No, we're not changing the name of Pharrell Ballers. And any guys that don't like it can just go play somewhere else. We don't care. You're our friend one day, enemy the next, just like Coco. But I had to recruit strong to get him back. Now he's with us again. He's like our lover. We got to give him whatever he wants, including manila envelopes filled with cash. Women, wine, anything he wants, keep him happy. Because we lost our best player, the cop. He averaged 35 a game for like 3 years. And then the guy vanished. He may have been, who knows, he may have been killed, Carver High. Reached out on birthdays, on the job, Facebook, Twitter, emails, phone calls, messages. The guy ignored us. You would have thought we like,
ghosted you.
Wife. The guy never talked to us again ever. He's like a cop in like White Plains or something. And he just ignored us. So now we don't like him either.
Man.
I liked him when he was scoring 35 a game.
Just unlucky. Disappeared on you.
Well, I mean, Carver High seems really excited about the league. I can tell that you're just, you know, delving right into it. Just,
well, I told you that I'm in. Already. I told you that I'm in on laying the points against Harry's Pub. I mean, I'm in on that.
There's only so much you can do.
I just want to bet on the games. I can't worry about the off-season transactions. I just need to know who's playing tomorrow. What's the spread? That's it.
Just remember, always. He's a hell of a recruiter, that Pharrell.
He's a hell of a recruiter. He's great.
I mean, it was, guys, yeah, bringing him in from everywhere.
So, hell of a recruiter.
I'd do a better job than Manny Diaz down at Miami. He's going to get fired.
But
they
he's
never
a great
win.
Recruiter. He's great a great recruiter. Recruiter. He seems like a great recruiter considering that their talent has gone downhill the last 2 years, 3 years, since Manny's come to town.
Going back to the Kraken, I wanted to say one thing. Have you ever seen... Honestly, like, they never did this for the Thrashers, where they just, I mean, they're on their knees. Like, it's
yeah.
like porno for the Kraken. I mean, have you ever seen anything like ESPN and the national media sucking up to this new hockey team that's already losing their opener? Preseason doesn't matter. All these other meaningless games. The only thing that matters is the regular season and the playoffs, and they're losing tonight. And then I see this story. Release the Kraken. I mean... Is it like really that exciting that we all have to get involved in Seattle's hockey team? No one got involved in the Thrashers when I was on that team doing play-by-play. And then back in the day from like, you know, the 67, the Penguins, the Leafs, all these teams that came into the league, right? Well, the Leafs had been in the league forever, but that was the last time they won the Stanley Cup. If you can even believe that, 67. But all the teams that came into the league, all of them in, you know, time, if you go back, they all basically had to suffer, Carver High, as, you know, new teams. They weren't afforded the luxury that Vegas was when they were given a Stanley Cup final team. And don't tell me they didn't get that, like under the Christmas tree, because they put together a winner, right? So all I know is they made it to the Stanley Cup finals. They lost. And it kind of, they've been tough every year, but it's kind of gone downhill from, you know, the point when they were in the finals. But I see no reason for all this love affair. I mean, I guess their jerseys are cool. I'll give them that. But I don't give a rat's ass about the Seattle Kraken. These nuts. I really don't care about their team. I really don't. So stop trying to cram the Kraken down our throats. I'll tell you what I like. I like when the Penguins beat the defending two-time Stanley Cup champion Lightning 6-2. And I know Carver High likes it only when the Islanders are winning and no one else.
Well, that's a great win for the Penguins tonight, considering how everybody basically buried them for the first couple weeks. Now we know it's one game out of 82, blah, 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 blah. I mean, they were skating, you know. I mean, they had basically didn't have first two lines tonight. I mean, they had no firepower up there, and they still ended up taking care of business against Tampa. As far as Seattle goes, look, this is going to be a long year for them. I know these people don't want to hear it. Everybody thinks they're supposed to get Vegas now after what happened when they came into the league. That's not going to be the case with Seattle. This team has no firepower whatsoever. I think they're going to lose a lot of 2-1 games, a lot of 1-0 games. They have some good defense, some decent goaltending. No scorers. And what did Vegas have? Vegas had some guys. They had some faces. Marc-Andre Fleury. Seattle doesn't have that. Like, they just don't. They don't have that same deal. This is going to get really bad for them really quickly. I don't think they're going to be a good team at all.
I mean, they got Tanev missing on breakaways.
Yeah, but he's not a star. Like, they have no guys. Like, that's. They just don't have anybody to be like, oh, wow, look at the Kraken. They have, you know, what are they saying? Philip Grubauer? Look at them. They have Philip Grubauer, who lost with the Avalanche every year. Oh, they have Mark Giordano. You know, they have Jordan Eberle. I mean, come on. They don't have any star power.
You know what I've stumbled onto here? I mean, it's like glorious. I just found the Lakers and Warriors.
Oh, little preseason?
Sold them about to play. It's 39-31 Lakers. Under 7 left in the second quarter. So now I can watch this and the baseball and the hockey. We're styling on a bench. So, for all on the bench, I'm just looking at the Steelers game on Sunday night against Seattle at Heinz Field, right? So, I'm not going to that game. And I know that it's hard for me to go to the night games and primetime games based on my schedule or whatever. So, I have a guy that wants the tickets, a buddy of mine that I've met through the show, and he's a Pittsburgh guy, and he goes to a lot of the games when he can get his hands on tickets. So he's just writing me right now, and I'm like, yeah, you can get them from me. We'll figure it out. I mean, it is what it is. Like, you know, I'm going to sell games. You know what I mean? Like, some of the games are really good games. I think the Seattle games are really good, you know, Sunday night football primetime game. You got to, you know, pay the piper. I mean, I got to pay for all these tickets. So, and this dude's cool. I'm cool. Face, whatever. I'm not trying to do anybody. I just know that I, you know, spend a lot of money on them. And it's a rare day when I'll just give them away. I mean, bottom line is they're gold. And I have really, you know, I think what I like to refer to as, like, you know, nice seats. I like them. I like where they are close to the field. A lot of action coming right in your face. I'm in the end zone in the closed end of the stadium, but I'm right next to the upright, so it's not in my way. I'm just to the left of it, so I'm looking like straight down the field, kind of at an angle from the upright to the other end zone, where the open end of the stadium, where, you know, boats pull up, and I mean, it is a scene at that stadium every single week. I mean, it is packed. Like, all NFL stadiums are packed. But that one, you know, there's people pulling up in boats, and they got the whole deal going. No questions asked. So, yeah, I'll face you the tickets, bro. Whatever it takes, let's do it. I mean, not a problem. Anyway, a fan of the show, and he lives in Pittsburgh, and he knew me from Pittsburgh, being on the fan all those years. So I want you to, at the very least, react to the Gruden thing. I mean, the fallout is running deep like a river. I mean, the bottom line is that this guy with these emails, are you kidding me? Am I right when I say he went on like tirades about everybody? D. Smith, Goodell, women, refs, and gays. I mean, who didn't he slam? I mean, this guy wrote his death certificate in the NFL with the emails, apparently, that he's busted. I mean, he knows he did it. And so he resigned. And can you even believe it, where it's gone from just it was D. Smith and a racial undertone to it, to now, I mean, all comers. He's going after the commissioner, women refs, gays. I mean, who didn't he knock over?
Well, it seems like as you continue to read the stories here over the last couple of days and the fallout from this, apparently there's clearly somebody that doesn't like John Gruden at the league office. I mean, it's pretty clear. So they put the Smith one out on Friday, thinking that this would finish him. And I guess, you know, the Raiders let him coach the game on Sunday, and it seems like, you know, we're going to let this thing pass us by. So Monday rolled around, and whoever it was, I guess, was like, oh, really? That's not enough, huh? All right, well, how about we dump all this on it as well? And so, boom, they put the rest of them out there, leaked them, and now there was no choice. I mean, he had to go. I mean, that's it. Just is what it is. And now this is growing into an even bigger thing. Right. These people, everybody wants to know. There's 650,000 emails. Why do we only know about the ones with John Gruden? How come we never got any emails about Daniel Snyder or anything going on in the Washington football team? Why did he get tucked away under the covers with like a year? So stay away from the team for a year. You don't lose the team. Your wife can run the team. So now this is transitioned from Gruden's out. He's a horrible human being, which is, I mean, listen, it's true. The stuff he said was just absolutely abhorrent. I mean, get the hell out of here. So he's finished. So now everybody is like trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together, and they're going, wait a second. How come we got the emails from Gruden, but Washington and Daniel Snyder basically got off with, let's call it like it is, a slap on the wrist. They told him to go away for a year, let his wife run the team, bring some new people in to run the franchise, and all's forgotten. So everybody wants their hands on those 600,000 emails. What was going on there?
Well, I mean, one guy is an owner with a lot of juice for the most part. And the other one's a high-priced coach who was going to make $100 million and who just lost, I think, $60 million of it. He's I think, in the whatever it is, fourth year. So I think that he's lost a ton of money. And then the respect is going to go with it as well. I mean, no one is going to give this guy a job, I would think, in, you know, football. Where's he going to coach? I said this today. High school? I mean, college? Where's he going to go? Is he going to go back to ESPN and do his bus tour? Why in the Sam hell would they hire a guy that's a hot potato? I mean, this guy hit everyone in town. He reminds me of Katie Couric. Did you see her like just hitting everyone she knew in TV? She just did everybody.
Yep. No, look, he's finished. I'm sorry. There's not going to be any buses. There's not going to be any high school coaching. There's not going to be any college coaching. There's not going to be anything for Gruden. He is going into straight up witness protection program. Like, see you later. You won't even hear from this dude. I mean, they took his name off the wall of the Ring of Honor down there in Tampa, ripping the name down off the stadium. I mean, he is just completely finished. And listen, he's just going to have to take his money and go disappear somewhere. That's it. He's made a lot of money, you know.
Where does he disappear to? The Maldives?
Something like that. I mean, he's going to, listen, you won't hear from him for a very long time, if ever.
Maybe he'll be Manny Pacquiao's,
election. He does.
Official. He could run it. He could run the election.
Yeah.
The Philippines. He'll be welcome there.
It is amazing, though, that this all happened out of something that had absolutely nothing to do with him. You know, the source of all this came There was no investigation on John Gruden. I mean, he wasn't working for the league. He wasn't working for a team even. This all happened because they were investigating Washington and Daniel Snyder and what was going on there.
Right. Well, and the funny thing is, everybody's always talking about the Washington football team. And I am as well, except that I always come to the conclusion that they suck. I mean, it has just been forever since they mattered. And let's face facts. I mean, I don't know. You can't tell me that there were people talking about them going to the Super Bowl. Best defense in the league, I heard. And what are they doing lately besides, you know, nothing? They're not doing anything, and they're not going anywhere. Even with your boy Heineken, it doesn't matter. They don't have anything, and no one is sweating them at all. That's just all there is to it.
No doubt. They don't matter. And they're going to get, and listen, and they're in a tough spot this week. I know we're on two different, you know, we're really talking about this stuff with the emails, but Washington as an actual football team, they're in big trouble because the Chiefs can't be happy with how they've played the last few weeks. And they're going to get a chance to, just like they did in Philadelphia a couple weeks ago, they're going to get a chance to load up. We've seen how bad that Washington defense is. They're no great unit. We saw the Bills tear them apart. I think the Chiefs are going to have a big day in Washington on Sunday.
I mean, I think I laid 7 in that game already. I won't be surprised at all if it just, you know, keeps moving.
Yeah.
When you're 2-3, no one's saying anything about you other than, you know, you suck. That's just all there is to it. Now, I talked about Gruden with you. They play the Broncos in the Mile High City, and I don't think they're going to recover from this Gruden firing. I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park. Let's put it that way. Their season just, you know, changed dramatically. The head of the snake is off, and then the players, and then, you know, that's where all the juice is, right? Now their guy is gone, and I know they named this coach on an interim basis. He's taking over, and I don't think he's going to matter when it's all said and done because I don't think the players, after what happened to Gruden, you know, respect coaches, frankly, and they don't really care who it is because they're not going to listen to him anyway. And then if they don't listen to him and it becomes confrontational, then he's going to have to get rid of players, which I think Mayock, and I saw this today, that he's running the show now. There's no more Gruden, and Mayock's got to be the man and make all the decisions, and it is what it is. But I think they're in trouble in Denver. I mean,
yeah, going I think into the both. Game,
everybody said that, you know, Teddy wasn't going to play, concussion. He's, you know, he's all beat up. But then he ended up playing, right? So I think they're going to be ready for the Raiders. And, I, you know, the Raiders are 3-2. If they lose, they'll be at 500. Remember, they were winning every game at the outset. Now we have to see what they're going to do with a little controversy because it feels so empty without me.
I honestly think these, and I've been saying it to you since the season started, I think both these teams are bunk. I think they were both very, very phony 3-0 starts by the Broncos and the Raiders. And I think it's starting to come around. They're lucky they play each other this week. I guess with all the controversy around the Raiders, I have to lean towards Denver. But I would actually probably take the Raiders on a normal situation over the Denver Broncos.
I mean, there are other games that are delicious. Cardinals, undefeated 5-0 at the Browns, 3-2. Can Cleveland get it done? Or does Arizona go to 6-0? I think they might. So Tristan Jarry had 26 saves tonight. I almost fell over. The Penguins beat up the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Lightning 6-2. It was all going crazy down at Amalie for the banner raising. What was that experience like? I don't know, because your boy Haro was there and not me. I wish I was there to watch my team douse the Lightning with some Lightning of their own, putting 6 on him. He went to the game. And like I said to him, you could hear a pin drop in that arena tonight. I don't think I heard their fans like cheering ever the whole game. That's how badly they got their ass beat. It is what it is. Meanwhile,
yeah, I didn't watch any of the.
I didn't watch any of the dopey wins, Jarry.
I didn't watch any of the dopey banner raising. I was going to watch that. after losing to them last year.
Yeah, it takes forever when they do. Yeah. But it is what it is. The, you know, team that wins the cup gets to do whatever they want. But I know that, I mean, that guy in the playoffs was such a disaster. I cannot get over what he did against the Islanders. I will never forget watching that guy just impale. He just lost his shack, and he never recovered from it. I don't care what anybody says. So he can be great all season long, 92, 93 save percentage, win every game, have a ton of wins, everything else. All it's going to do is get him Monopoly money. I mean, he'll obviously get real money. He's gonna get buried in cash. Believe me, the guy will be set for life after this contract. He's never going to get another one this big, but it is what it is. So it was nice to go to a game, actually, and not or even watch a game where I wasn't, you know, cussing at that guy in goal.
He was bad in the playoffs.
Well, I partied with the other one, right? And, you know, all the if you look at that team, you know, at the end of the day, they sucked in the playoffs against your team, and it drove me nuts. That's all I know. I can't root for a guy that can't get it done when the playoffs matter. That's all I know. That's all I know. I can't live with anything else. I don't even want to talk about him. Makes me sick in my stomach.
We do have, I got to tell you, we've got the first goal in Kraken history.
Oh.
First goal in the history of the Kraken, and it is scored by Ryan Donato. Who? Who?
I have no idea. He's like
Ryan Donato.
He had a couple of goals in a preseason game a week or two ago.
He scores the first goal in Seattle history. They are down 3-1 in Vegas.
There's a trivia question for you.
Yeah, years from now.
First goal.
So ESPN got their doubleheader tonight, of course, to start the season. Tomorrow night, the other new TV partner, TNT, gets their doubleheader to start the season with Rangers Capitals and Blackhawks Avalanche. Stunning. No Nathan MacKinnon now, unfortunately, gets COVID, but man, he never plays.
MacKinnon. What do you think of the fact that basically everyone and their brother is picking the Avalanche to win?
I can't do it. I don't understand it. I get it. Are they a really good offensive team? Yes. Are they going to score a billion goals this year? Yes. But the same thing has now happened every single year.
Automatic.
They don't get it done in the playoffs. And I still believe that their goaltending is suspect. Now, look, I didn't think Grubauer could ever get it done. I actually thought Grubauer played pretty well in the playoffs, despite the fact that they then melted and they lost. They lose Grubauer, and now they have this Darcy Kempner who was with the Coyotes. He's never played a big pressure game in his life. And now he's going to go be the savior for the Colorado Avalanche? I'm sorry. I don't believe it. I don't believe that he's going to get it done.
Whatever happened to Phil Kessel's cousin? I mean, honestly, what happened to that guy out there?
Look, they are another. They've gone back into the abyss. The Coyotes, they're in real tough shape, and now they get screwed even more because Seattle showed up and they put them in that Pacific division. They bumped Arizona to the Central. So now Arizona's got to go play, you know, they got to fly. They're the team that's got to fly all over the place and play division games with Nashville and Chicago and Minnesota, Winnipeg. Like they were in a perfect spot playing the California teams. Playing, you know, and now they get shuffled out into the Central because Seattle's in the division now. They're going to have a long year. Arizona stinks. They're going to have a long year.
Yeah, but if you're undefeated and you're basically the best team in the league right now and they kick the Rams' ass, at some point you have to feel relief no matter where you're playing. As long as you're winning in the NFL week to week and you're one of the hottest teams in the league, life is good, man. Down by the beach. You know what I mean? I mean, what do they have a care in the world?
Seattle with another goal here. 3-2 now. Making a little comeback on the Knights. It is now 3-2. Who scored the second goal? What do we got here for the second goal? Jaden Schwartz. 3-2 now. Good for the over.
I mean, what did they do? They just showed up. And then NFL doesn't have any plans to release the Washington football team emails after John Gruden resigns. According to reports today, we'll see what happens in terms of why would they release his emails? I mean,
they didn't release the emails to begin with. It's not like they released them. Somebody leaked them. So.
Right. Everybody needs money. Everybody will do it if they got their hands on some money. That's for sure.
Yeah. Somebody didn't like Gruden. That's what that comes down to.
Maybe you're right. I mean, obviously, he's got the whole Chucky image and, you know, bloody, gory cartoons and you name it. I got you covered with all the good stuff. We'll have all that rolling. Everybody's going to be into it. But bottom line is, I just wanted to look at, you know, the Thursday night game I told you about today with regards to Tampa playing in Philly at the Link. Did you see they're only laying 7 in that game? Do you trust them to cover the 7, or does Hurts and the Eagles like play on the same level that they did, you know, a couple of weeks ago when they played Kansas City? Are they going to be good on Thursday night and cover to 7? I think they might very well be in that game.
Yeah, you know, the Thursday night games have been pretty weird so far, that's for sure. The road teams have actually been the ones covering, if you look back at it. I mean, the Rams won outright in Seattle last week. They did cover the number. The Jaguars covered in Cincinnati. The Giants covered in Washington. The Panthers won outright in Houston. The Cowboys covered, you know, on the road, even though they lost that game in Tampa to start the year. I just don't see how the Eagles are going to score with the Bucs on Thursday night. How are they going to score with them?
But I don't think their defense has been anything to write home about this year. I thought they got hot last year at the right time.
And here's another thing that I'm kind of factoring in here, and I'm probably making too much of it, but, you know, last year, and even once already this year, for some reason the Bucs on the road in these primetime games, they don't play very well. Like, even though they beat New England a couple weeks ago on that Sunday night game in Foxborough, they didn't play well. Last year they lost in Chicago to the Bears on a Thursday night. They didn't play well on a Monday night game in MetLife against the Giants, even though they won the game. It just seems like they have an issue in these night road games in the primetime.
Well, we'll see. I think that it's a dangerous bet to make at 7, but I think they can middle it because I haven't been impressed with Brady. I mean, he's had some, you know, fair to middling average games, and my son's going to the game. He's going with his buddy sitting on the 50. I hope they root home a Philly win. I want to see Tampa get served up on a silver platter, you know, doing push-ups, naked push-ups.
That'd be
great. That's all I know. So, but there are other games of note. Cardinals and Browns. I actually, I got to sell mine for the Sunday nighter, but I had I got a chance to go to a lot of these stadiums. That's a game that I'd be interested in seeing, to be honest with you, this week, is that those two late games,
there's a couple
and Browns and the Chargers really good Ravens, games. I think are the most delicious games, don't you? And the Browns are laying 2.5 and the Ravens are laying 3 to the Chargers. Do you think that Baltimore goes and gets another win here in a big game? Because that's all Lamar does is win. No one can mock him about his great offensive showing and numbers, throwing the ball. He went off, and that's what they're paying him the big bucks for. So, you know, it seemed to me like, you know, it's running as smoothly as they could hope. Everything's good. These good teams are playing well, and they've never really, you know, lived up to anything. I mean, Arizona, when you think about it, they lost to the Steelers in the Super Bowl, and ever since, they've done nothing, right? Like, I mean, they made a playoffs a couple of times, but they lost. And then the Chargers, Ravens. I think the Chargers can beat anybody. I think they could go anywhere and win. But the Charm City is another beast altogether. Having to stay up late night and do laundry and fold laundry and everything else is brutal. So he's driving to Philly to see the game. He's going to come home, go to bed, 12:31, if he can even sleep. And then he has to get up and rock and roll, lock and load, and go to high school. And it's flying by, bro. I mean, I know there's a long way to go this school year, but, you know, next thing you know, he'll be gone to college, whatever. He's got 2 years left here. And, I mean, it is just flying by like nobody's business. So Rams, Giants, the Rams are laying 10.5 at MetLife. It's not the worst game I've seen, to be honest with you.
Don't you feel like it should be more? Like, especially if the Giants, like, if Jones doesn't play, Barkley's not playing, and they're missing all, like, Mike Glennon going to play quarterback for the Giants on Sunday? Like, seriously. I feel like this should be more than 10. They should. It scares me. I feel like the number's too low.
I think it might change. Bengals and Lions in Detroit Rock City. The Lions only getting 3.5.
It's coming one of these weeks. It's coming. I don't know if it's this week, but the Lions are going to win one of these games if they keep losing at the end. They've lost some tough games already this year. I'm impressed with what Cincinnati's done. Even in that loss to the Green Bay, I was impressed. I don't know if it's going to be this week, but I'm staying away from Lion games because I think they're winning one of them outright in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and there's other really good games that matter. Dolphins, Jags, Pack Bears, Bengals, Lions, Texans, Colts, Chiefs, Washington. I know people that are going down there for that game, and it'll be cooking as it is every day now. It won't be raining in San Diego, I'll tell you that much.
As long as it's not raining in the Cape this weekend.
As I mentioned before, they're playing in Cleveland, and that Charger-Raven game is in the Charm City. Both of those teams are going to have their hands full, meaning Baltimore and, of course, the Browns game. They got those games at home, so that's an advantage right there. I don't want to play those big games on the road. We'll see if they can take charge of it. Vikings-Panthers is going to be a good one in Charlotte as well. All right, Dodgers have to win, and they're up 5-1 in the top of the seventh at Chavez Ravine. So they're getting the job done. Astros are in the ALCS fifth straight year, and the Braves are in. They got it done. 5-4 over the Brewers. So they're in. They're waiting for the winner of the Giants and Dodgers. So that'll be interesting. Now, hockey tomorrow. By the way, Penguins win 6-2, and the Kraken scored a couple goals. And they're in it. I mean, they are in it. Down 3-2 to Vegas, going to the third period. So nice showing by them, to say the least. Tomorrow, believe it or not, Canadians and Leafs in a nice rivalry in Toronto. Rangers Caps in D.C. Blackhawks at the Stanley Cup favored, but not our favorite, Carver High and I. Avalanche are going to win it all. That's what Vegas is selling. Canucks Oilers in Edmonton for Alberta. And the Jets Ducks on the pond in Anaheim. Now, remember, there's no games in baseball because of whatever reason. I can't keep track of all these reasons. But all that's left is the Dodgers and Giants, if necessary. Friday, they'll start the ALCS game one in Houston. It is what it is. They won three more games than the Kraken. And, you know, the way I look at it is, wait your turn. You get into the league, shut up, do your job, la-di-da. Here's another one I saw today. The NBA finally admitting they want to put an NBA team in Vegas. I always thought you're going to get baseball and the NBA. They'll have all the major sports covered, and they have a lot of golf events there as well. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on Coast to Coast. Carver High, I'm Pharrell. Good night, everybody.
With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.